My guest at this time is Mike Flynn, Republican candidate for the Illinois congressional seat left vacant by last month's resignation of Congressman Aaron Schock. It's technically Illinois' 18th congressional district. In the July 7th Republican primary, Mr. Flynn will face off against State Senator Darren LaHood, son of former GOP congressman and former Obama Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. In the interest of full disclosure, I've known Mike for close to 20 years, and Mike, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
You're from Western Illinois, but have enjoyed a successful career in political campaigns, issue advocacy, and conservative media most of the time here in Washington. What convinced you to throw your hat into the ring in this special race?
Well, I mean, you're right. I was born and raised in Central Illinois. I'm actually a sixth-generation native of this area. But as you know, I mean, I have been fighting a conservative fight in D.C. When I saw that the vacancy was open and that the party establishment has kind of fallen behind State Senator Darren LaHood, I thought, you know, look, this is Congress is not a family heirloom you pass down. And this area of the country in Illinois has not had a good, strong conservative voice in D.C., and so I thought I would step up and ask the voters to let me be that voice.
Now, you've gone around collecting all the signatures necessary to get on the ballot. When you talk to folks, are they concerned much that you've been away for a few years, or are they more happy to see another choice in this race?
I think definitely more happy to see another choice. I mean, voters want an election, not a coronation. And there was a lot of discomfort that we would just pass down a seat within the family. And while I've not been in the district in recent years, people know that I have long ties here, and I've been working around this district for a long time. And so that has not come up. And I think they are just refreshed, not only that we're going to have an election, but that we've got a real choice to make for a real conservative fighter on their behalf.
So how do you define your political philosophy, and how do you think it compares to State Senator LaHood?
Well, you know, I am a conservative. I'm also a conservative who wants to engage in the war of ideas and engage in our messaging. I think too often Republicans especially seem embarrassed to be conservatives, and they don't really want to embrace that message and communicate it with voters. My opponent is somebody who's just been looking for political office his entire life. He was appointed to the seat he's in now. He was unopposed in the election for that. He ran for state's attorney before that and lost. He was appointed to an assistant U.S. attorney job. His whole life is just a series of appointments to political office. I never have envisioned politics as a career. I don't intend to make it a career now. And I think the real difference is my opponent looks upon this as it's just a family legacy and a family career. And for me, it's an opportunity to articulate conservative values.
What issues do you see yourself focusing on most, not only in the campaign, but also if you get elected to Washington?
Well, I think right now, I mean, the issues are the ones that are most on people's minds. Repealing Obamacare, you know, going beyond just making symbolic votes that we're going to repeal it, but to actually try to dismantle the law. Each day that law is on the books, it just further distorts our healthcare market. I think the second thing voters are concerned about is Obama's unilateral action for amnesty. We have a real crisis here where we have millions of foreign nationals in this country. We have no idea who they are. There's no background checks. And they're, you know, depressing wages and taking jobs from Americans. We have to get a handle on that. We're only getting lip service from that from Republicans in Washington. And the third is we've got to enact the reforms, be it tax or regulatory, that are going to get the economy growing again. We've had 6 years of a stagnant economy. Wages have not risen. The opportunities are not there. For the first time ever, we have more businesses dying than being created in this country. And we've got to get serious about enacting the kind of pro-growth reforms that will get the economy growing again, because we cannot solve our fiscal challenges without a growing economy.
The Republicans, of course, have controlled the House since 2011. For the past few months, they've controlled both sides of Capitol Hill. In your impression, is the GOP Congress generally going in the right direction, or does it need a major course correction?
It needs to make a course correction. I mean, they have won the power, but they're not doing anything with that power. They seem almost driven to wake up in the morning and preemptively surrender to Democrats and Obama. They seem to just want to maintain their majority, maintain their jobs in office, but not do anything with the majority they have. And I think it's time the voters told them, we gave the Republicans a majority for a reason, and they've got to use it. And part of that using it is to dismantle the destructive agenda that Obama has imposed on this country.
Darren LaHood, of course, will talk about his time as a state senator and assistant U.S. attorney as reasons why he's qualified for the job. What about your career best positions you to make a real difference on some of these issues we've been talking about?
Well, I mean, I've been, you know, over 20 years working in conservative policies, a lot of working to enact legislation at the state and federal level, a lot of success there, also in conservative media. So I have an appreciation for both how the media works and how the media tries to work against conservatives. I think also I have a history of standing up not just to Democrats and the left, but to Republicans who are not articulating a conservative policies. I think Darren LaHood will just be more of the same go-along, get-along Republican that we've had too much of and is not moving us in the right direction.
And do you see him as essentially a carbon copy of his dad? The impression that his supporters are giving is that he's more conservative than his dad, but what does the record show?
Well, that wouldn't take much to begin with, but, you know, he maxed out one of his first contributions to his campaign was a maximum contribution from a union-funded PAC whose design, his whole purpose for being is to attack conservatives in primaries. So I think whatever he says he's going to be, his actions speak otherwise. And he seems to be falling immediately into the mainstream, just Republican, get along, go along, fight conservatives caucus, which we have a little too much of in Washington.
You've got a 2.5 month sprint here, Mike, till the primary day of July 7th. Most consider you the underdog at this point. How do you see the race, and what do you think the key is to coming out on top in July?
Well, I mean, I think engaging the voters. We have a lot of really challenging issues we have to face as a nation, and the candidate that comes in and can energize voters and get them excited about the campaign is going to have an edge. This is a special election. It'll take place in the depths of summer. I think the candidate, you know, when he set aside endorsements, the candidate who's going to have the edge here is the one who excites the grassroots, and I think I'm in a position to do that.
And lastly, where can folks learn more about the campaign online?
MikeFlynnForCongress.com.
MikeFlynnForCongress.com. It's spelled exactly like you would think. Mike, congratulations on taking this step. We'll be closely following the race.
Great. Thanks a lot, Greg.
You bet. Mike Flynn, he is now a Republican candidate for Illinois' 18th Congressional District, and we'll certainly be following that race. Again, the primary is July 7th. MikeFlynnForCongress.com for more information. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.